Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Your Psychic Connection. Hi, I am Jorianne the Coffee Psychic, and we are going to have a real fun show tonight. We are talking about spirit photographs and spirits and dead people. And can you capture them on film? So that's the real question here. If you have captured spirit orbs, if you have captured ghostly shadows, if you've gotten streaks of light on your film, I mean, what is that? So we'd like to have you call in tonight and share with us your experiences. Now, we have a gentleman, Eddie Fry. He's a professional photographer. He's also a family member. We've done some interesting things over the years together, and we've shared some interesting things with the spirit photograph. So he's the guy to talk to if you have any unusual activity on your photographs. Now, when I do work with photographs, I many times can identify the dead people, but Eddie's going to come in here and share with us from a very scientific point of view what looks like a spirit photograph and what's really something that's going on with your machinery or the way the light hits your camera, things like that. So please give us a call. This is a live call-in show, and you can reach us at area code 347-633-9404. Again, that number is 347-633-9404. We're waiting for your calls to come in, and we're going to be bringing Eddie on in just a minute. But I do want to speak with Julia. Julia is my producer, and we just chat away about things. Julia, are you there?
I am here, Jorianne. How are you?
I'm great. You know, normally we like to cover the things that have happened during the week and stuff. And I want to tell you, we had such an exciting show last week when we had Gail on and Franny live from Brazil talking about John of God and John of God's crystal bed. So people can see John of God out in New York come in September or actually sign up for a tour out in Brazil and experience John, you know, again, firsthand as well out in Brazil.
That was an exciting show.
One thing we weren't able to talk about was, it was really important for me on a personal level because Pope John Paul II got canonized, which means he became a saint. And this was just last week. So we weren't able to cover that last week. So what do you think about that?
I think that's wonderful. He was such a sweet, he was like one of my favorite popes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice to see how, you know, the whole process to become a saint, they don't take it lightly. You know,
no.
there's certain things you have to pray to him. You have to have miracles done in his name before they're even canonized. So,
wow.
I mean, it's an honor for him. I mean, so there it's about a 3-4-step process before they even get to the point of canonization. And it's not every pope that gets canonized either.
Wow.
So, you know, I thought that was a great thing for them to do because that meant that there were miracles done in his name.
Yes.
By praying to him.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. I loved Pope John Paul. I just loved him. I thought he was an amazing man when he was alive. And then something happened when he died for me. Now, again, I don't know if people know my whole journey here, but I was born and raised a Catholic. When I was younger, I wanted to be a nun, and that's just true part of my history. And when I really, really became so psychic, I had to deal with the belief systems that I grew up with around the Catholic Church and what they think about a Catholic being psychic. So I had to deal with a lot of stuff. So I kind of ducked out of church. I stopped going to
Wow.
Mass, although Mass was very important to me, you know, receiving, you know, Holy Communion and all the rest of that as just, you know, my faith was very strong, but I didn't want to deal with the stuff around the church. Now, years ago, I went to one of the sisters over at St. Gall's because I was raised around 55th and Kedzie. And, you know, I asked Sister Yvonne what she thought. I'd seen Sister Linda, Sister Yvonne over there. And for anyone listening from that area, from that parish, you know, they'll remember who these, you know, beautiful nuns were. But Sister Yvonne said to me one day, she goes, well, she goes, I'm not sure what to tell you. She goes, but I've had experiences myself. She says, but when you tell the priest, they just say, shh, don't talk about that. But they have had their own experiences. And when Pope John Paul, so I ducked out of the church, didn't go back to church for a long time. And so I prayed to God on my own. And then when Pope John Paul II died that night, this is a true story, you guys, he was in my dreams, and he kept saying, you know, Jorianne, go back to Mass, go back to Mass, go back to Mass tomorrow, go back to church right away. And it was all night long, and I was like, okay, Father, you know, I'll go. And I started going back to Mass at that point, and I still felt like I was undercover somewhat, so I literally, and this is not a joke, I was afraid somebody would recognize me and then, like, report me or something. So I stayed in the back of the church. I did not go up. And I got so tired of this, you know, weird fear that I'd created for myself around what will the church, they're going to kick me out, right? They're going to excommunicate me from the church. And, again, being a Catholic, you know, even marriages, if you're not married in the church, oh, my God, the stuff you deal with at the Catholic Church. Anyway, so I finally went to the priest over at the one church I started going to, and he says, don't worry about it. He goes, many of us have visions also. He goes, no, I don't have visions. He goes, but we recognize that a lot of people out there do have visions. He goes, so we really do want you to come back to church. And I was like, okay. So ever since then, you know, just like, okay, that's fine. I'm back in Mass now, and that's fine. And that's how Pope John Paul, I love this man. I love this man, Julia. And I'm just glad he's now a saint. So, Julie, are you there? So I want to share with you guys.
I think I'm having a little phone problem. I think that's wonderful that he came to you in your dream.
Yes, that night, the night he died.
Wow.
And to me, that would be a small personal miracle for me, because I had to deal with so much fear, and yet he came to me, and I was like, oh, my God. So, and I wonder how many Catholics, I swear to God, I thought about this too, I wonder how many Catholics he came to the night he died to encourage them to go back to church, because for me, that was a missing. So, look, I want to tell people that are listening to tonight's show, I'm not sure what's going to happen with our connections, because when I got on tonight's show, Blog Talk Radio said that they were having technical problems, and so there is a possibility that we could lose some connections here. I just want everyone to know that ahead of time. So Julia, I want to tell you also, yesterday when I was doing a reading, I do channeling work, so when people have a need to have contact with their dead relatives, they'll come to me and have a session. And we spend the entire hour talking with that dead person. So they brought the ashes of the dead person. They brought pictures. Sometimes people will bring rings and jewelry that belong to the person that just died.
Okay.
Well, when I started reading this person that died yesterday, there was a mist that appeared behind my computer. And because I always tape record or record every sessions that I do when people request it. And with the channeling, of course, they get a free recording. But I had to look over because suddenly it looked like there was smoke behind my computer. And I was like, oh, my God. So this man literally manifested in like a form of ectoplasm. I saw his spirit kind of in an ectoplasmic form, which was very cool.
Very cool.
So that's going to – isn't that neat?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it
is. So that's going to bring
us. Because, you know, normally you get, you know, you normally don't get the mist. I mean, but it was it's just a cool way of so knowing that his spirit was there.
Even when I first started studying spirit contact, and this was back, oh, my God, I don't know if it was in the, probably in the 1980s when I started studying spirit contact. There was a very, you know, through photographs and mediumship and channeling, there was a very famous spirit that would appear to these psychics or these people that would come to the table for the seances. Her name was Katie, and I don't remember the rest of her, but they talked about ectoplasmic formations in which, if say if you are a medium, and again, this is going to tie right into Eddie Fry coming in tonight to talk with us about these pictures, but the medium would sit in a chair. She would many times sit, either have a veil over her face or sit behind a curtain. Normally, mm-hmm. they would sit with their legs open and just the hands down on the lap and go into a trance-like state. What would happen then is they stated, now I don't know how things have changed over the years, but that a form of ectoplasm would really be emitted from any part of the orifice of the body. So this was literally a part of the human body, a chemical, so to speak, that would come out of the medium's body, and then the spirit would be able to impress their face or their body into this ectoplasm, show themselves, and these people would have a sitting with the spirit. And then when the session was over, the spirit would leave and the ectoplasm would retreat back into the body of the psychic. Now, what they say when that happened was they said, do not touch the ectoplasm coming out of the psychic's body or the medium's body because it's an actual part of their body, and by doing so, they could go into shock and sometimes possibly die.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I thought, oh, my God, I just love this work. I love studying this stuff a long time ago. It was just fascinating. But the point of the matter is they've got many pictures of many spirits coming through. That's why we're here tonight. That's what we're going to talk about with Eddie. And what you're really seeing is ectoplasm caught on film. Now, again, Eddie Fry is a professional psychic. He's been for years. This is what he studied. This was his major. He does headshots for people. He's just wonderful. And I'd love to bring him on. Can you bring him on the show right now?
Absolutely. Let's bring him on. There he is. Eddie.
Hello.
Eddie.
Hello. How are you?
Great. Welcome
Great.
To the show. So I hope you were listening. Were you able to listen in while I was sharing about the ectoplasm being emitted out of the psychic's bodies?
Yes. That's pretty amazing.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yes.
Yeah. So now, you've been doing a lot of photography for years and years and years. You do headshots for people. You do weddings. I remember you did work with the cruise ships. I mean, you've been all over the board with your photography. And then, you know, I've shared with people that we are related. You're my nephew. And it's been fascinating over the years as we've, you know, I've brought my pictures to you, these spirit photographs, and I've said to you, does this look like a normal picture? And you've come back and you've said, most often, that's nothing that I can explain due to normal means of photography.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And then the things that you've picked up mm-hmm. in your journey being a photographer, Ed, has just been fascinating. So I just want to introduce you to people. And can you tell us, Eddie, how did you even get interested in the spirit photography? I mean, what happened for you?
Well, since I was about 5 years old, after a near-death experience, I've been occasionally able to see energy or see apparitions. By the time I was about 18, I was introduced to spirit photographs in a whole different way through you. And since then, I've been keeping an eye out for little orbs, energy, swishes, apparitions, so on and so forth in photographs, and mm-hmm. started realizing that I was taking a decent amount of photographs that had them in there and wanted to get mm-hmm. a better understanding of whether it was camera malfunction or if this was maybe energy of someone maybe who in the past from our ancestry is guiding us along our paths.
Got it. Okay. So what does that all mean to you?
So that means to me that I feel I have a very good eye with doing photography for about the last 15 years for deciphering whether something's going to be camera malfunction, something might be like a true spirit or orb versus somebody taking a picture in the rain and there's an image that's just filled up with a lot of orbs. It could be dust. It could be the rain particles, moisture particles, so on and so forth. So being able to have a good idea of what energy is what has really helped me along with deciphering that.
Okay. So, again, we don't want everyone to get all excited because they've been on a misty day and they've had all of these orbs.
Correct, yes.
So now that reminds me that my daughter Melanie, at her graduation years ago, we were at the Medina Temple, downtown Chicago. We know that's a pretty big spiritual place, right?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, that's great. Yep.
So, yeah, and so her pictures, most of them, had these huge orbs scattered all over the pictures, and then you would take another picture, and then there was nothing, just a regular picture. So suddenly we're going back and forth with snapshot, 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 normal, normal, orb, 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 orb. So to me, it's like, wow, what is that?
That could have been as exciting as the graduation all in itself.
Right? I have a question.
Right?
Go ahead, Julia. Is it because perhaps that he has... Because you're already also a medium, that perhaps because you have that spiritual connection that you bring these out anytime you take a picture?
It's not every single time. There are a decent amount of times, as far as like percentages, that it does happen. And yes, since I am sensitive, and I believe I'm going to be third generation metaphysical,
uh-huh.
And with that, being able to have the understanding of energy and giving permission to spirits to make themselves present and allow me to record them for others to see that themselves or people who they want to be seen by has been very much a big blessing in my life.
Amen.
Yeah, because I've been on, like, ghost tours like with Jorian or when she's going to go do a reading, and I've taken pictures and I've never received anything in any of my photos. So I always felt that it was the person behind the camera that perhaps they wanted to appear to or be allowed to be photographed by that they were able to capture them on the film.
That is a big part of it for sure, yes.
I know, and Julia, that makes perfect sense because with some of the people that I've worked with in the past, they also, you know, when I was using my cassettes a long time ago, I have a series of EVP, electronic voice phenomenon, which means the dead people speak, and I capture that on cassette. We have captured some while we're doing the CDs that I now make for people, but it was more on the cassettes that we got spirit voices. But with the people I've worked with in the past, there are many people that the spirits will continuously make contact with them in their communications, whether they've got a voice recorder or what. So I agree with you. There are certain people that will have different types of communication. Yep.
Now, with the EVPs I've experienced, we actually captured EVPs by the – we didn't even know it. Me and my partner, John, we were – at the PKC, Paranormal Chicks Cancer. And we didn't realize. I was trying to take pictures, trying to see orbs, because the place was extremely haunted with spirits that had lived at this asylum before. And we couldn't get them, you know, and I would like Eddie to touch on, like, these ghost boxes and things like that. Do you think that's the same? Do you think that's psychic photography, or you think that's, you know, them being able to touch or get the spirit's words captured. Because we got an EVP and we weren't even trying. I mean, we were asking questions, but neither John or I have any type of ability. I think he's a little more sensitive than I am, but we are able to capture that much more easily than we are for picture or something like that.
Yeah.
Or as you said,
go ahead. Sorry.
Or I was going to say, or as Jorianne's experience was with the mist.
Mm-hmm.
Actually seeing it with the naked eye. I mean, that's even more profound. I mean.
I would say a big part of it is mediums do have the ability, and not all of them, but many do have the ability to see energy, ectoplasm, apparitions, and orbs, for example. And a lot of people that potentially can see them, they're going to see them out of the corner of their eye. They're going to see something that maybe they feel like somebody's standing next to them or behind them, and they turn around. In a lot of cases, that's going to be the same thing. In other cases, it'll be where this energy, and I keep calling it energy, is becoming visible to us in front of us on occasion versus kind of being a little maybe restricted or constricted to outside your direct vision. So with that, bringing it into our direct vision, occasionally being able to photograph that is once again, quite a blessing in itself, and it really is up to the spirit and the communication of the person who would be holding the camera verbally or telepathically to make the energy or the spirit comfortable enough to make themselves present to be able to be recorded.
Wow. It's cool.
Yeah. Very cool. So Eddie, I want to ask you, what have been some of the most amazing spirit photographs that you feel that you've captured?
Let's see here. I've photographed some very interesting spirit photographs in a courthouse in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens to be a bankruptcy courthouse where maybe there wasn't a few there was a few things that were unresolved for that energy all in itself. Photographing
mm-hmm.
at favorite pizza places and having a predominant cloud of smoke going and touching one of my friend's noses where
yep.
it even created its own shadow. I've photographed shapeshifters who were physically present, but one of the two people did not show up in the photograph and was showing...
Oh, now, wait a minute. Hold on. You're calling that. Now, wait. Let me tell you about that photograph. I think we've discussed this.
Yep.
So I don't believe we've got to worry about identifying anybody's or protecting anyone because I don't know who this couple was. And
mm-hmm.
when you're saying shapeshifter, I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but with that term. So I want you to explain that, and then I want to share with our listeners what my experience was of this photograph because you shared that photograph with me. So what do you consider
Perfect.
A shapeshifter?
I would consider a shapeshifter someone who has the ability that is not of this earth to create a physical form where it looks like we are able to see them physically and looks like we can almost touch them physically, yet in
mm-hmm.
photographs they don't show up 100%. They might have, for example, that photograph, the gentleman in that photograph had objects in the background of him going through his head.
Yes.
It looked as if part of his being in itself was kind of a little out of focus, yet 95% of his body was in focus. And the woman that he was with didn't show up at all except for her hand in her wedding ring, her left hand, covering his heart.
Yep. Yes, that's correct. So Julie, I want to let you know this. This was an amazing picture. Now, this came... Eddie shared two pictures with me. One was of three women, because I just came across it recently, and it looked
uh-huh.
like there were mountains of light in the background as though they were standing in front of mountains, but they were highlighted, but they weren't in front of mountains. So it looked like light mountains behind them. I was going like, wow, that's really great. So it's almost like they brought a different location with them, and part of that got captured on the film.
Now, the person you took the picture of, did they know the other person was standing there? Or was it because they thought it was a different person because they were a shifter?
No, no, let me share with you now. So the second picture that Eddie's talking about, Eddie was the photographer. He took the picture, and he was taking pictures of many couples, correct, Ed?
That's correct.
Okay, and then it was a side job Eddie was doing, and then he was to take the pictures and present it to the people. And this particular couple was not interested in the picture because, let me tell you, it was so weird. It kind of, I had such a conflict about this picture because I'm still in the process of making a spiritual photograph book, okay, spirit photographs, because I've got so many of them. They're amazing. And when I got this picture, Eddie and I had, Eddie shared it with me. You've got the man standing there. You've got what is supposed to be the woman. The woman is completely absent from the picture. It was on a ship, right, Eddie?
Correct. It was on the dock boarding a cruise line, yes.
Yeah, so what you have, what are they called, the life preserver or the life ring? What's that called?
Exactly. The life ring, we can call it.
Yeah. So it's something that they throw overboard for people to catch, a lifesaver, the big white circle. So you've got the husband standing behind this, so his legs are showing, his body is showing through it. You see his face, but his part of his head is become transparent. Part of his body has become transparent, but most of the body is there. The woman, you could kind of see a border of what her hair was supposed to be, and then the only thing that's really visible is her hand over his heart with her wedding ring on. Her body it was his wife because they were together. Eddie saw the couple. He took a picture of them both.
Wow.
They were physically there, but they were not completely showing up on film. And
that's
at
so
one
cool.
point, I was so conflicted about this picture that I would rarely talk about it because I didn't know what energy I was getting about this picture, about the people. They were very special people for sure. Now, Eddie's saying shapeshifters. I like to say, they could be aliens, right? What do we know? They could be transcendental meditators with their energy raised at such a high frequency that they could not be caught on film. I don't know. But when I went to take this picture, and I was talking to my daughter about it, suddenly, and I'm not kidding you, and Eddie, I think I shared this with you, there was suddenly a bunch of clamoring and clanging in my other room. It was frightening. I mean, this picture and this event gave me such the heebie-jeebies, it wasn't funny. And what had happened was I had a copper pyramid hanging from my ceiling for meditation, and just this one night, my fan went on by itself and started tearing apart this crystal, this copper pyramid and throwing it apart around the room.
Wow.
We weren't in that room.
No.
And I was going like, oh, my God, what is it? What's that noise? And we got up and we had to turn the fan off. It was crazy. So that's the experience I had with that picture. And sometimes you can have energy, positive or negative, coming along with something, and I'm telling you, that was one weird picture.
I agree. It gave me, it opened up my mind to different possibilities of who and what we really are around.
Can you say that again, Eddie?
Oh, it really did open up my mind to give me a better understanding of who and what is around us at all times. So we never really know. The person next to you could be an angel for all we know.
And I have seen angels as well, positively. You know what? Hey, Eddie, I've got to tell you, we have a caller on hold, and I would love to welcome her to the show so we can see if she has a question for you, she's got a story to share with us. Or what? So let's welcome her on the show. I believe this is Jeanette. So hang on one second. Danette, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Great,
hello,
how are you
welcome.
Tonight?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Great, how can we help you tonight?
Well, I just moved into the area, which is Knoxville, and just going through transition on getting acclimated to my family again. My kids are out here, and I just feel not lost, but kind of, how would you say, just trying to fit in again.
Oh, I'm so sorry, honey. You're from the Chicagoland area, aren't you? Aren't you out by us?
Yes, uh-huh.
Perfect.
Right. I moved here a year and something ago, yes.
All right, beautiful. Well, do you want me to give you a little reading here, Jeanette, and we can see what's going on for you?
Yes, that'd be great.
All right. And have you had, and I'll go ahead with this, but have you had any spirit photographs or anything weird like that in any of your pictures at all, Jeanette?
And what was the question again?
Have you had any spirit pictures or orbs or anything?
Well, yes, I've not, in the sense of I know things that are going to happen, not all the time, but, you know, when I was 9, there's a lot of things that have happened in my dreams that came true.
Yes.
And I have an old soul I've been told. So
yes.
I don't know.
Beautiful. Well, I'll tell you what, the important thing is to always listen to your intuition. And, you know, we have our spirit guides, we have our angels, you know, like we're talking tonight. Sometimes you can see these beings out of the corner of your eye, go to look, nothing's there. And it's always good to ask them for help and stuff. So I'm looking in your coffee right now. And it does look very chaotic. Are there any babies or any, are you by your children or is anyone having babies or anything, Jeanette?
My daughter is going to have a baby in November.
Yay! Congratulations, because I see a baby in the coffee here.
Right.
And this really looks like, it feels like it's going to take, and I see horses out here by you. Do you have horses out here?
I don't have any horses, no, but I did have one in the past.
Beautiful. Well, your horse is showing up in your coffee, so just know that spirit of the horse is positively with you here, Jeanette, okay?
Okay. And my name is Joanne. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'll tell you what. It pays to put your little cheater glasses on, you guys. Okay.
Right.
All right, Joanne. So, all right. The horse baby, it looks like you've got, and I'm going to ask you one more question. Is there a Leo? Because I've got a picture of a lion here.
I'm a Leo.
You are.
Yes. Nice.
See how the coffee works?
I'm sorry?
See how the coffee works? It's so clear with these pictures. It's wonderful. So
yes.
What this looks like to me, Joanne, is that you're going to go through a transitionary period. It looks like it's going to probably be about, if you've been there a year, it looks like this is going to be about a two-year period where you're going to start feeling like you're fitting in more and, you know, going through these changes and stuff. But it looks like you're going to turn out just fine.
Yay, I love that.
I know. It's sometimes it's like, say if you move to France, can you imagine how hard it is for people that don't speak French that
right.
they would go ahead and have to learn the way the rules work, the language works, the new laws in France, la, la, la. And that's kind of what you're doing here all over again.
Do you see me finishing my book?
Let's take a peek here. Are you, by the way, do you have a sweetheart yet? Because I see somebody in your life.
I have someone that I'm seeing, but it's one of those relationships where you don't really know if there's, you know, total commitment. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. All right, so as far as finishing your book, it looks like you have the great potential to finish your book, and, of course, that's going to be with you being proactive and, you know, being on top of your game and stuff and making it happen.
Right. I understand that. I had to put in the hours.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and it is a challenge. I know.
Mm-hmm.
But positively, this looks very good for you. And I do see more money coming your way. Are you taking on another job or something?
I am. You know, I just started a new job also. I've only worked there 2 months. So, yes.
Good job.
I'm looking into finishing my book and doing something with that also. So that's what my want is.
Good. Well, I see you manifesting this. So I want to tell you also, I see you dancing with somebody.
Ooh, I love the dancing part.
Great. Great, great. Well, it looks very good for you. I feel very good about, you know, tonight's information coming through for you from the spirit world. So I want to tell you, hang in there. And again, you know, please join us back on the show next week.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for all your insight.
You're welcome, Joanne. You have a great, great day.
You too, honey.
All right, take care.
Bye. All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. You know, and I want to let people know, too, if they want a more in-depth reading, you know, with the coffee, I do the coffee, the cards, I do everything, please give me a call. That number is 219-940-9292. And you can get a much more in-depth reading where just so many things show up. Sometimes your dead relatives show up, your spirit guides, your angels, you know, spirit voices, just everything. So you can just give us a call there. So Eddie, I want to get back on. I want to get back on tonight with when people have these photographs, because I'm telling you, I know for sure that there have been people, and thank God I have people sending me their spirit photographs a lot, and I can tell them, you know, what the spirits are and stuff. But, again, you provide a different service, and your service is that people can send you pictures so you can look at the pictures and tell them, is this something that is a camera malfunction? Did some of the things that I remember, Eddie, from a long time ago is when the strap would get in front of the camera and people would think that that was a spirit. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah, that can be a little deceiving sometimes.
it can be deceiving. But one of them that I have, one of the spirit pictures I have is where you can actually see it looks like this orb shooting from one part of the room in a circular motion and then shooting back. Now, somebody said that looked like that was a strap, but I brought that to another place. I think it's called Wolf Camera, and that was in Orland,
okay.
Park. And the guy said, no way is that a strap on there, ma'am. It looks like this. A flow of energy shooting back and forth. So if people have a picture or a bunch of pictures and they want to find out from you if this is a spirit photograph, how can they do that? How can they contact you?
So what I can have them do is send the photo to my email account. It would be fryphoto@gmail.com. So that's FREYFOTO @gmail.com. And I can tell them whether or not the image will have, the image has camera malfunction, lens flare, or if it's going to be energy or spirits following them or just in the room for that moment. So
beautiful.
For $20, I can do that and give you reassurance from my professional opinion whether or not that's going to be a spirit or if that'll be camera malfunction.
How about video,
Eddie?
Can you do video?
I do not do video.
I
don't focus on video. In the past, I did, and I feel as if, for me personally, committing to that fraction of a second is very powerful. and being able to have an understanding of what's going on within one frame as opposed to 30 frames a second resonates with me a little bit better.
Okay.
Well, you know what, Eddie, the way you said that, I've got a... Julia, I want to mention this one thing. I had a woman that came to me with probably three or four pictures of her daughter in a booth. First picture of the daughter was there. Second picture of the daughter was there. Oh, it had to be more than that. Third picture, the daughter started to disappear. Fourth picture, the kid was completely gone. And the next picture, the kid was back. And you could see that these were consecutive pictures.
What happened?
Oh, my God. Well, here's the thing. I've had many people share their spirit photographs with me. This woman would not give this up. I mean, I don't blame her, but I really wanted to get that picture. Oh, my God, it was amazing. It was flabbergasting because you could tell that these were consecutive pictures.
Yes. Wow. It sounds like, to me, that potentially could be something along the lines of maybe somebody making a quantum jump almost at that moment.
Oh, there you go.
Out of that awkward moment, if they really didn't like photos being taken of them. Spirits do have the ability to make quantum jumps at way beyond light speed, and they can show up on to the left of you and the right of you almost at the same time, which can be confusing to us, or once again, in front of a camera.
Mm-hmm. Now you were saying just people can go ahead and do a quantum leap, quantum jump, in and out?
From what I've been told by a few different authors or quantum physicists, that there is a potential for people to be able to do that if they are operating at a high enough frequency and are able to manifest.
Beautiful. That sounds like, Okay, perfect.
There was a term that I
suddenly lost, and I'm going to hope that it's going to pop back in my head. There's something that can happen when the spirits can put something in front of you and then take it away. Mm. And suddenly the term flew out of my head, so I'll have to wait for it to come back. But it's literally something that is not in physical form, then suddenly comes in physical form, and then either it'll stay or it'll disappear.
So I'll
let that pop in my head. I'll have it come back to me. So it'll normally come back to me. So Julia, have you had yourself, now maybe you answered this already, but have you had any crazy spirit photographs that just wowed you? Julie, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. I don't know if you missed my question, too.
I do. I did. You know, I'm having, like, really bad connection on my phone. It's my phone. But we do have a couple people who called in. One has a question for Eddie herself. Joanne, I did think of a photo. Remember when you were in our studio at one time when we were working out of the Farnsworth office, and I took a picture of it was either you or Sunny, and it was off of my camera on my phone. But if it was a small thumbnail on my phone, it looked perfect. When I opened it up and expanded it, it got distorted, and all you could see was "Don't be afraid." Remember that one?
That was me.
Do you remember
that? I remember that. Oh my God, that was the weirdest thing, and it said. And it said, "Don't be afraid."
That was the only thing you can make out during while it was distorted. And all it said was, "Don't be afraid."
And
we thought,
was
this a message to us or what?
And you could see part of my body being there, and then the message was over it, "Don't be afraid."
Yeah, it was
what did that make you think of? Yeah.
Not to be afraid.
Yeah, right? There you go. Bingo. Communication.
Because, it was new for me to be, I was newly being introduced to the medium, the spirit world and everything else. And, you know, you're always fascinated by it, but I've always been a little afraid of it. So when I saw that, I thought, okay, I'm not going to be afraid anymore. You know, don't be a chicken, you know, that
yeah.
kind of thing. Because we had all sorts of weird things happening in that studio where we would, like, smell cigarette smell or burning of matches.
Yes.
We had things happening in our closet. And we had Eddie, our skeleton, in the closet. That was the fun part. But that one picture stood out in my...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you remember when I kept seeing a man in there?
Yes,
and
you
saw... I kept seeing a dead man walking in the studio. Yep.
Did you see a woman dressed in, like, pilgrim times, too?
Oh, I may have. I don't recall that right now, but what I clearly remember is seeing that man walking in the studio several times.
Wow.
Several times. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, we had, there was little odd things. But I wanted to ask Eddie, before we bring on the guest caller, have you ever watched, like, Ghosts Caught on Camera type, one of these reality shows? And is there a way people can hire you to take pictures in the home that they suspect have spirit activity going on?
Yes, I do travel. And what I do is, I am actually using a professional digital solar reflex lens camera. So then with that, it's going to be a very high-quality camera. It's 21 megapixels. I do travel. Going over or talking about travel options and packaging and pricing at that point, people can contact me once again at FryPhoto, and we can go over that information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's perfect.
Yes.
That's perfect.
Yes, I do that.
Okay.
To answer that question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if you did readings or if you did your work strictly through the photography.
This is going to be more
of
a visual.
Because I know there's some
people art.
Who can do readings through a photograph
yes.
of the person that they wanted a reading. So I didn't know if you did that as well.
So with that, that's not my area of concentration currently. I would leave that up to Jorianne because she is so amazing at what she does.
Thank you.
Yes, she is.
Well, and I want to comment on this, though, Julia. What I want to say is that I believe some of the work that Eddie is going into, and Eddie, you can correct me, but and maybe this is just a psychic impression, but I believe Eddie already does work for people where when he does the work for them and he's taking the spirit pictures, the spirits are called upon, and they show up. So he's already captured specific spirits for people when they ask him to come do work, and these just different, I can't say it's like an aura camera where suddenly you're seeing the aura and stuff like this. But you have done this work already, haven't you, Eddie, where people hire you to come out, take the pictures, and all sorts of spirit energy comes up?
I have, yes. And recently I had a great experience. Actually, it was last year during summer solstice where I was photographing a woman, and within about 2 seconds I had four images show up with energy in them from a 21-megapixel camera. Therefore, we were able to see even filaments coming off of this energy. And
wow.
At one point it came out of her heart chakra area, went towards the camera, and the final image was right in front of the camera, and just the most beautiful, subtle energy recording that I've ever made in my life. Very excited
wow.
about that.
Very exciting. And I know Eddie has had pictures where, and this is in the past, so, you know, we all have our experiences that lead us in a certain path, but Eddie's had pictures where there's been blood coming off the walls and everything, so.
Oui.
Yeah. Oy vey, actually.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage people, look, you guys, if you guys are out there and you guys want to become a spirit photographer, excuse me, study spirit photography. I'm sure Eddie can refer you there. You know, you learn about it also when you do paranormal investigations, things like this. So please don't hold back. If this is your area of interest, please, please, you know, pursue this for yourself because it really is just... It's just amazing. It's just amazing what you can come up with. And you can call Eddie and he can share with you what he's learned. Go ahead. We have the listener, right?
Yes. So I'm going to bring on Gail, who has a question for Eddie and concerning the photography and orbs. Let me bring her on.
You bet.
Hi, Jory.
Hey,
hi, Addie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi. I got so many questions, but the main question is Addie, is it safe to say that when you're looking at photos and they're round circles in these photos, that they're more of orbs? I have several photos that have several circles that are in different spots of, because they're taken right after each other. And, you know, after seeing a lot of these, ghost shows, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I think those are orbs. And that specific house that we lived in, we had a lot of problems. And going back and looking at them, I mean, we were taking Christmas pictures the one year, and there were just circles all over the place.
Wow.
And I'm not even kidding. And it's only in that house because I think, well, I take my camera and I go to, I bring it to work, there's no circles. I think,
mm-hmm.
So is it safe to say that, that those little circles that are, and they're almost, there was actually so many of them in the one Christmas pictures that we couldn't even use some of them.
Wow.
When we left that house and we saw that house up for sale, and I kept on telling my husband, I go, it's that room. I said, that room is the only room that has these circles. I said, so,
wow.
I said, how does that, I said, that's the house that we have so many unexplained things that have happened in that house to all of us that ever since we moved out, it's been safe to say that there's no more circles in my camera. But yeah.
Wow.
So, and when I say that, I think, geez, you guys are talking about those circles.
Yeah.
I want to know, is it safe to say that those circles are orbs and it could have been an area that, because we built that house and it just was awful. We had so many awful things happen to us in that house.
Oh,
and
wow.
It makes me think it was a spiritual ground that we just kind of chalked it up and says, you know what? We think it was haunted. So my question to you, Addie, is when you're saying an orb, it's the round circles.
When I'm saying orb, yes, I do mean round circles. And when you do see many orbs in a concentrated area, there's a chance that individual energy or spirit itself is very close to the camera. And the light coming from your flash will light up every single little orb. So then with that, there could be the orbs in the background that are also catching light. In many cases, I would love to see this photo.
I know.
Really
that's why I was gonna ask you again for your email because I have several. And I have several photos that that they were taken right after each other that because we were trying to do a Christmas picture, saying, and they were just, I was like, oh, my gosh, there's just too many circles here.
Yeah. Do you have a pen and paper available?
I do.
All right. So my email address is Frey, Frey, Foto, at gmail.com.
Okay, and what else I was thinking as you were talking, I was thinking, I know that we had a funeral dinner, like everybody came to our house after a burial, and there's this light that is up on the ceiling that is just a bright, this one was a different orb that I said, what is that? I said, what is that? I go, it's never in this room. It's never in this room. So I knew that. So I and that's and it's all when my kids were little. So when they look, I mean, right now we're in a process of looking for a house, and I look at all these, you know, pictures of these houses, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I see circles. I don't want nothing to do with a house that has circles. I know it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
No, it's normal. It's normal.
Yeah, it's normal. It's normal. Yeah.
So, I mean, definitely. You've already had these experiences, Gail, so for you it's like, you know, you already know what's up there, so good for you. And besides, you can also do a spiritual cleansing. Yeah, I want to speak to this real quick. When we have the orbs, just like Eddie said, you know, so you might be getting the spirit coming close to the camera. When I've done seances, many times after the seance I'll have a lot of orbs, and I started taking pictures, and a ton of orbs would be showing up in the pictures. And then I would say, like if they're lingering, I'll say, if you're not here to do God's work, you must leave now. After I did that, I took a picture again, and there was
nice.
Only one orb in the room.
Ooh.
Oh.
So, amen. Amen. So that, yeah, so that happened. I was going like, holy mackerel, what are all these spirits doing here? And then I gave that command, and then only one orb showed up, and I was like, holy mackerel.
Wow.
So,
well, I'm interested in that because I know that my kids and my husband, I mean, when we're looking for, you know, we're online with our MLS and we're in the process of looking, and, you know, and my husband says, he goes, oh, that one has orbs. Forget it. I mean,
yeah.
That's how affected we are because we have so many. And now we're in a completely different house that we're renting, and I take my camera, and nothing comes up. But it
good.
Was always in that other house. So
yeah.
Well, you know,
Gail,
you can learn how to do spirit cleansing of your house. Also, you can learn how to clean your house psychically. So that might be another thing that you want to learn how to do as well.
Well, I will probably, well, once we find a house, I mean, if there's something there, I mean, once we find a house, I mean, if you could look in the coffee, Jory, any little help would help.
Let's take a peek here. But you know what? We want you to be empowered also, Gail. We want you to know that, yes, this stuff is real. Yes, it's out there. And again, you know, Eddie can tell you about the spirits, things like that, when you send the pictures to him. And but let's take a peek here. And you know, I'm going to share one more thing. When I learned about the orbs, I thought it was fascinating. And it wasn't really that big of a deal because I don't know that it was that significant to me. And, Eddie, this is an experience that you might not know about. But my mom died years and years ago, and the very first time I went to a hypnotherapist, he said to me, what would you like to do? And I said, it gave me a second. I said, I want to visit with my mother. And he said, okay, close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths, and then he gave me the induction. Well, finally, when I was in that space to have contact with my mother, I literally thought that I was going to see my mother standing there, but guess what I saw? I saw this huge, vibrant orb just pulsating, and it was like, and then I saw me become a smaller orb, and we blended, and we visited, and then when I came out of trance, of course, he called me out, and he said, you know, my mom, as the orb then, sent me a hug, and then went, and went away. So that's how
wow.
I know what those orbs are. I believe that those orbs completely are spirits coming to visit us. You guys, I can't believe this. A whole hour has gone by. This is crazy.
Oh, my.
Look, I can't believe it. Well, they're giving me the sign that our show is going to close. So I want to thank everyone for calling in. If we missed any calls, please call back next week. And, Eddie, throw out your Fry photo one more time so people can reach you, please.
Great. The email address is fryphoto, FreyFoto, @gmail.com. Please send me your photos. I'd love to see them.
Okay.
Yes,
thank
that's
you.
Perfect. All right. Gail, thanks so much, and we hope to hear from you again. Well, you
okay,
guys,
bye,
this
Gail.
Is...
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Thank you, Eddie. This is
thank
your
you.
Psychic
Take
Connection.
Care.
I'm Jorianne, the Coffee Psychic. We loved having you guys tonight. I'll make sure you join us next week right here at Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
Bye, Julia. Bye, Eddie.
Bye-bye. Thank you.